This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Another day, another music streaming service with a plan to win you over. Pandora Premium launches next year. The targets are Spotify and Apple Music, of course. $10 a month, also, of course. Ad-free, yet again, of course. Pandora's edge, or so it says, data. Lots of it. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports.
For years, Pandora's been all about that kind of lean-back radio experience, says Aram Sinreich, a communications professor at American University.
And they now have, you know, over a decade's worth of very granular daily data for hundreds of millions of users about songs they like to listen to and what kind of context.
Sinreich says Pandora's master plan is to use that data to make things personal.
Pandora basically is angling to become the Netflix of music.
If you like this Beyoncé song, here are a dozen similar songs to add to your playlist. Run a search, and the results will be tailored just for you. Rich Greenfield is a media analyst at BTIG. He says Pandora's big data play isn't exactly novel.
And now they're late to the game. I mean, they could have done this 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago.
He says the low-hanging fruit is gone for on-demand subscriptions, much of it picked by Spotify and Apple. But there's still a lot of room in a rapidly growing market, says Don Gorder of Berklee College of Music.
And it's going to be interesting to see if that their user base is willing to convert and start paying.
Right now, Apple Music has 20 million paying subscribers. Spotify has double that. Pandora has 78 million monthly listeners, but only a few million pay the small fee for Pandora One, including Teresa Ulrich from Memphis.
Since I'm already subscribed to Pandora One, it just seems logical for me to upgrade my service.
For Ulrich, that means a lot more Disney soundtracks and 80s hip-hop. Pandora will find out just how many more Teresa Ulriches are out there when Pandora Premium rolls out next year. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.